So what are you going to do with this opportunity you have of time, money, and emotion? Things don't always work out, that's for sure. But it's the way that we handle ourselves when things don't work out and the lessons that we learn is what will make your future.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Today I'm going to be talking about life and choices. I've been reading Anne Babbier's book called Up, and she talks about having a plan for your life. On my website, I have a Wheel of Life that is a free download on my resources page, and it gives you the opportunity to discover your current status in the 8 sections of the Wheel of Life. And it's a wheel because it represents balance. I know the Chinese are great believers in having balance in our lives. And I don't know if you remember, but they chose the starting date of the Olympic Games being the 8th day of the 8th month in 2008. And that's because the number 8 represents balance to them because the top is the same as the bottom. So how in balance are we in our lives? The Wheel of Life gives you an opportunity to do a self-assessment. It covers the 8 sections of our lives: fun and recreation, personal growth or spirituality, career, health and well-being, romance or relationships, friends and family, money, and your living space. There's a perimeter there, and it's asking you to plot your course in these 8 different sections of your life and then join up the dots and see what your Wheel of Life looks like. It gives you the opportunity to reflect and decide or pinpoints what areas you may need to work on, what changes may you want to make in your life to increase your satisfaction and give you the opportunity to commit to taking some action. There seems to be a common theme in most things we do in life, and that is we need to have a plan. And we can't plan in one aspect of our lives without planning in all aspects of our life. And I suppose it's what is important to you at the time. But before you start leaping in and taking up new learnings, I guess I'm saying we need to sit back and examine all areas of our lives and work out why we want to do whatever we want to do before we go forward. I recently attended an investing workshop to culminate in formulating a trading plan for investing in the stock market. And even with this specific goal, the presenter also mentioned that in our goals to do with developing a trading plan, we still need an overall goal, knowing why we want to do this. What is my goal? So getting back to Anne Babbias, it was episode 31, the author of the book Up. Anne talks about how we can increase our success in every area of our lives. But some of the key things to remember, in addition to being mindful of thought, behavior, actions, and energy levels as you begin your journey. Anne talks about the law of cause and effect. For every effect in our lives, there is a specific cause. Nothing happens by accident. Success has specific causes, just as prosperity and wealth do. Everything you do or don't do has an effect or a result, positive or negative, somewhere in your life. So your job is to find out the cause and effect relationship and use them, like energy, to your own advantage. The most important application of the law is this: thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. So in order to change or improve the conditions of our lives, we must change our thinking. We have heard that before. Change your thoughts. Change your energy if you want to change your world. Successful people think and speak differently to unsuccessful people because they talk about and focus on what they desire. The law of belief says that whenever you believe with feeling and emotion, it becomes your reality. The more emotion you put behind the belief, the more it will come true for you. The most effective people are constantly expressing positive expectations to others and to themselves, both in their thoughts and their words. And the law of concentration states that whenever you dwell upon grows in your life. What are you focused on? What do you think about? You become what you think about, is a quote from Earl Nightingale. So if we want to improve our lot in our life, then we need to have some focus, some goals, and some habits. A good habit is difficult to create, but easy to live with. They say if you want to change, then you must decide upon and develop the habits that are most conducive to your success until they become automatic. We need to practice new habits, like sticking to your investment plan when you have one, until they become your masters. I know that when I started investing, I was all over the shop for a bit. I've tried a few different forms of investments and they haven't all worked out, but I have a positive mindset and I have now found a strategy that suits me. And within that framework now, I have a trading plan that I intend to stick to. And since I have been focusing in on this one strategy, it is now showing me some positive results and it's making me very happy. And if I keep following this strategy, sticking to my trading plan, it's going to make a big difference in my life, both financially and in other ways. In Anne Babbias' book Up, she also talks about the foundation of you. They say that the top 3% of people see themselves as self-employed, regardless of their employment status. They see themselves as the head of their own personal services corporation and view themselves as the sole employee. With that focus, they are constantly looking for ways to increase the value of their services. I know that I haven't stopped learning. We are now engaging more and more via social media and have these opportunities like the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show to be able to share our views and those of others. And I continually grateful for this opportunity that presented itself to me because I have learnt so much from all of the people that I have interviewed. And since I wrote my book, Retire Well, Retire Happy, after having been left a widow at the age of 55 and realizing I didn't know that much about investing, it sometimes takes a big event in our lives to make us wake up and take stock of our lives going forward. But having had that realization that I didn't know a lot about investing, it gave me a focus to start learning and start attending workshops and seminars and paid courses as well. Every person is a capitalist through and through, according to Anne Babiers. A capitalist is a person who has capital and wants not only to preserve it, but to achieve the highest return of the investment of their capital. Your capital is human capital, your personal life, and it is your duty to do everything possible to achieve the highest return that you possibly can on this incredible asset. So this goes back to our having our plan for all areas of our life. Your plan needs to be clear and focused. Every individual who changes his or her life needs to develop a clear and focused strategy for doing so. This strategy must enable you to channel your energies in the most effective and efficient way. Then you can accomplish vastly more than you ever did before. I think once we age and we are no longer leading the life we had to lead because we were all very busy in our careers and with raising the children, it's not until we get past that stage in our lives can we sit back and take a few deep breaths and realize that you do have a little bit of time up your sleeve and now you can finally focus on doing stuff for yourself. And that can include further learnings. Just because you're older, it doesn't mean to say your learnings stop. We are all a lot wiser once we get past our 50s and into our 60s and we have the ability to give any project we wish to engage in focus. And by doing so, that gives us opportunities and learnings. And I think it probably is easier to pick up on new learnings because we have that lifetime experience and we're not distracted by life itself. And Babiers talks about zero-based thinking and how it can apply to investments of time, money, and emotion. According to several studies, the decisions you make regarding your business, investments, and much of your personal life too, will turn out to be wrong 70% of the time. This means over time, you will find out that you have made choices and decisions that did not result in the outcomes that you have expected when you made those choices and decisions in the first place. But how could this be? And that's because the answers have changed. When you made the decision, you did so based on the information you had at the time. You made the best choice you could have made at the time, all things considered. However, the answers have changed, and because of this, your choice may look much different. How many times have we said in our lives, oh, if only I had decided to do something differently back then, my life would be completely changed. Well, we can't go backwards and change or undo a decision that we made. However, we do have the knowledge and experience going forward from those decisions. And it's a bit like never giving up. If you haven't mastered something the first time, you keep trying. And you haven't become a failure if you keep trying. You're only a failure when you stop trying. So whether we didn't quite master something the first time round, or we just totally did something that we probably wouldn't do now because the information we have now is different. So the answer that we come up is now different. How have your stress levels been? If knowing what you know now, you wouldn't get into the situation again. You are in a zero-based thinking situation. Whenever you feel chronic, continuous stress, you are likely to be in a zero-based thinking situation. Whenever something keeps you awake at night, interferes with your family relationships, preoccupies you when you are driving, or commonly causes you ongoing anger or unhappiness, you might want to ask yourself the question, knowing what I know now, would I get into this situation again? And this can apply to all areas of our lives, including investments. When you start out on the investing journey, I know on the Australian Stock Exchange website, you can take an account there and play at investing with some fictitious amount of money. And they say that's a good way to get started. And it probably is. However, it is not until you put your own money up and lose some money, make some mistakes, that you seem to truly learn the lessons. But having learned the lessons, you are a lot wiser, aren't you? And would you do this again the next time? Well, probably not, one would hope. The trick is to pay attention and have your trading plan worked out. And when you see that this particular investment is not working out, then your trading plan should be able to tell you to get out. So we need to evaluate our current situation, and we need to have courage and honesty to face the situation squarely and deal with it really as it is and not as if you wish it to be. If you practice zero-based thinking in times of chaos in your life, then you must imagine holding up an empty picture frame in front of a scene representing each area of your life and asking yourself whether this is an area of life you would do differently now. And if you had to do it over again, would you do it differently? So it's all about reinventing ourselves, because we are by nature meant to keep learning through our lives. And it's one of the most important principles in life and business that we keep learning and don't make the same mistakes again. Well, if you do, how many times would you make that mistake before you finally hit you over the head to say, I need to do something differently? You need to gain clarity about the business of your life. In conclusion, then, and to summarise, everything you do or don't do has an effect or a result, positive or negative, somewhere in your life. Thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. You must change your thinking in order to change your life. Whatever you believe with feeling or emotion becomes your reality. The more emotion behind the belief, the more it will come true to you. Successful people are constantly expressing positive expectations to others and to themselves, both in their thoughts and their words. I've talked about the law of concentration. Whatever you dwell upon grows in your life, and the law of habit. A good habit is difficult to create, but once created, it's easy to live with. Remember, you're the CEO of your own corporation, your own personal services corporation, and you are the sole employee. With that focus, you should be constantly looking for ways to increase the value of your services. So what are you going to do with this opportunity you have of time, money, and emotion? Things don't always work out, that's for sure. But it's the way that we handle ourselves when things don't work out and the lessons that we learn is what will make your future. This has been Ann Nelson. It's been a privilege to record this episode. I invite you to pop over to my website, annnelson.com.au. Download the Wheel of Life on my resources page and leave your comments. It'll be interesting to hear what you've been doing investing in yourself.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.